This is TWiT.
We're moving in government the way that we've moved in computers, from big mainframes with custom OSs to lots and lots and lots and lots of computers running operating systems that you can take from one to the other. Just like there's kind of common law countries that kind of run on the same OS, you know, England and Canada and Singapore, they all use the common law. I think we're going to see more of that in a much more really obviously like Windows or Apple's OS kind of examples. We're going to have, this is happening in Honduras, we're going to have jurisdictions where they say, hey, we're going to download the best rules. And then some other jurisdiction is going to say, those are really good rules. We want to download those too. And then, Denise, the really exciting thing will happen, kind of this internet of governments. This is, I talk about in the last chapter of the book, which is all about where we headed. Same place computers have taken us, but more slowly, because governments move more slowly than computers. Why? Because code is code. Larry Lessig was right in that formulation. Code is code. He kind of got it reversed in the way you talk about that. But what we've done with computer code, we can and should do with government code. And that means we should have an operating system like ULEX, I'm working on this, which is open source and anyone can use. And it'll allow people to have really good rules. Everyone will have like a good interface with their government. And we'll allow these jurisdictions running the same OS to interface. And that'll create a network. And then you'll have like an archipelago of jurisdictions all running the same open source legal system. And that'll be a really good thing, a golden swan, as I call it. Everybody talks about black swans. I believe those exist, but we should also take note of golden swans, and I believe that's where this book ends up, on a golden swan.
So the notion there, too, if different governments are running sort of an off-the-shelf kind of legal system, governmental policies, then having laws apply cross-jurisdictionally, it seems like that would be much easier.
Yes, it was off the shelf. Yeah, that was the phrase you used. Yeah. That's a good phrase here. Yeah, off the shelf. And when I created ULEX, that's kind of how I viewed it. You know, ULEX is this open source legal system created for special jurisdictions that is flag free. It's all from private sources like the American Law Institute or the Uniform Law Council Commission. And I pictured myself with a basket walking into a library and saying, oh, I need some contract laws from a private source. Oh. Second restatement of contracts, ALI, perfect. Off the shelf, just like you said, Denise. And I need tort law. There we go, restatements. And I just filled up my basket to do some organization. But you end up with basically the kernel of an operating system for government. It's just the kernel, like the Linux kernel at the heart of the Android operating system. That's the most common OS in the world today.
The government structures that we see traditionally develop and evolve over time, they're tinkered with by legislatures and courts. How will that process work with a ULEX type government?
I want to mention I'm not speaking on behalf of any client here, just to clarify that.
Yes.
Just talking for myself. ULEX basically provides a set of substantive rules for regulating conduct of people in a system, and that includes rules for adjudicating disputes. But it won't give you things like, for example, it doesn't have a police code of conduct. It does say, you know, hey, police, you can't commit torts against people because we define torts and we don't want you to do that. But to run a police system, you need all kinds of policies, for example. Also, it doesn't create an executive to run a jurisdiction. It doesn't have really a way for judges to be nominated. You need more. It's just a kernel. It's the part of a governing system where you look at the law books and you need something there. But there's much more to government. So how do you do that other stuff? ULEX doesn't tell you that. Now, I, of course, have ideas, and some of those ideas are expressed in the book. I have chapters where I talk about general principles of governance that I think if we go out in the field and we kind of look around at what's going on, we can distill from those observations, oh, this is the way people who run systems that work run things. And I also offer some very specific kind of you should do this if you're running a government. If I have anything to say about it, I'm going to tell you, do this. And one thing, by the way, Denise, is, speaking of cops and committing torts, is getting rid of governmental immunity. I am very much against it. I have a chapter called Against Governmental Immunity. It's in the news now. Supreme Court is adjudicating what to me is kind of a very easy minor call, and that is a qualified immunity. Qualified. There should be no immunity at all. But anyhow, I'll say in direct answer to your question, good question. But building the whole system of governance, I have ideas about that, some of which I've shared, but ULEX doesn't answer that. That's like you go to the other coders and you ask them to build that part of the system.